Thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Walter Creek Mountain with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of great disciples. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of many aspects of Nama called profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara, looking at the practice of profound perfection and wisdom, saw the five standards in the natural universe. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of a lineage trained, which is to follow the practice of profound perfection and wisdom? Thus he spoke, and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five standards should be seen purely in the natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness. Having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight, and so on, until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not false. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Te ata om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how a Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the noble Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Avalokiteshvara, well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you are taught, and the help of others will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra, and the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the whole gathering, as well as worthy beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. Lama dam dam bhuja sanjam dhyam vachasam
Yeah. Josete lopa da na ropa, pečorno bjepa da padeša, jam ne čelađe lasa vade, jam ne čelađe lasa vade, jam ba to mje je nje nam ljude, čude dvede da ča bjepa, Se sam kozale nje se leba, ja će džbe djela sovade, ja će džbe djela sovade, čo njato, čo djelo djota, da vača bare bjeku džoti, san je gunjo baba ja vse svo, Samo ta je gula sovade, samo ta je gula sovade, še džu tam bječona atiša, kada tembe me podom dađe, ne džuro nam še koće sum lasu, kada lama nam lasu vade, Kada lama nam laso vade, Anđe šilde su džesom kapa, Mundo bori ge on ču djeca vađe, Doma tebe na bojke druđe, Ja vse gibače laso vade, Ja vse gibače laso vade, Ja zvuku djela mojto djeća, kala kam djeći njeću zvoni, čo na te mojmu djuzo zepe, te djela manam laso vade, te djela manam laso vade, kam djela su raku lata vjeme, Kesa tabara djube djumočo, Seve djube tab geze baje, Zavze djubat na laso vade, Sedze šenje na laso vade. Čo namala eđa djuba do danje djavzoče, Lage čirne djebe to nama dje, džora beče, slage džuba rajšo. Čena dvodje džona mala, čan džobar do dane djavzuče. Lage čirne djebe to nama dje, džora beče, slage džuba rajšo. Čena dvodje džona mala, Чанчу бардо да не дзвоче, даги чене дзбе сонамки, джола пенчере санге джубарашо.
So as usual, at the beginning and at the end, there are two important things to do. You know, in the beginning is to have a good intention. So the intention means that, you know, why we all come here to listen to Lamrim. Why? So, you know, because and, you know, whatever the intention. So because of that, you know, we should have a sense of a feeling or sense of responsibility or concern or so like that derive from this, you know, good intention.
卡图杰人啊，三界堂界等等，做个上界是古巴特别接的，也学个也三的，毕竟我是刚刚一批接老的写个人了的。So
as we have heard a lot, so you know, if somebody asks, we can you know, immediately answer that, you know, I am listening these teachings for the benefit of all sentient beings. We can directly is can able to say that.
你就看这几个颜色中呢，俺老谈到等着一组被上级一个方头，一谈到你爸面上，你，就这把的阿弟兄弟，就让我请一把的送来把送香烟烟的，老早不的烟，去年的年呢，你娘来去接头我去，即将的这个烟上烟，去算了，装上这边多的，出来几台多罗家呢，你给我的嘛弄啊这罗个是。So
in this way, how you gonna benefit all the sentient being by listening this teaching? If you know, again, the, somebody asks, then we should immediately say, answer that, you know, because of listening and practicing this, you know, profound teaching, the blessings and the teachings lineage come from, you know, Buddha himself to Atisha and up to our root guru. So by listening these things and practicing this kind of things, I will try to attain, you know, Buddhahood, so that when you attain Buddhahood, you can able to help, you know, benefit all the sentient beings. So by reflecting on these things, you know, we try to have a sense of, you know, rejoice and joyous effort within us through this kind of good mind or intention, we will begin to listening the teaching.
And also, you know,
we will seek the blessings from the, you know, lineage gurus, and, you know, and through this listening to these teachings too, you know, wish and pray that our, you know, this really, you know, bad, you know, spoiled mind can be able to transform into a good, good awaken mind, as soon as possible, like that kind of wish or prayer, also make to the lineage gurus.
Nyāne sākārīya rāngjī sāngjī dhītā ki chū mānawā tī kārī sāngjī tērē sāna sāngchū rāngjī rīmbā sāngjī tērē sā.
So the method to transform this mind, our, you know, mind into a awakened mind, the method, what is the method or the instruction is called, you know, stages to the path to enlightenment.
So
what kind of method is that, you know, this is mentioned in the Alamrin, that usually traditionally all the masters always remind this thing, but you know, if Rinpoche always said that again and again, then you know, it is kind of wasting time like that. So, you know, what is the method is that, you know, this practice, the fortunate people leading into this path to Buddhahood. And also mentioned here that, you know, the great traditions coming from Asanga and Nagarjuna. And the profound instruction, you know, heart instruction of Atisha and the Lama Tsongkhapa.
And
essence of the 84,000s of the Buddha's teaching that can lead the practitioner into the full enlightenment. So this is the method or the teachings, you know, we're going to explain, and Rinpoche is going to explain, and we're going to listen to.
So if somebody asks,
you know, this kind of teaching or the instruction explained by author in how many chapters, if somebody asks, then we immediately we can able to answer. So how many chapters the author, you know, explain in how many chapters. So we all know that it show in four different kind of chapters. So the first chapter is whether this teaching is a really authentic, unmistaken teaching or not. It depend on the teacher. So, you know, first chapter will showing the greatness of the teachings author in order to establish that this is of noble origin. So it will indicate that the teaching is unmistaken and authentic.
Nipate dangal gabo chebe senere ene dangal kyupa chebe chuje chawase de chuye ene chuchu robo de songo yawas.
So the second chapter is to have to have a closeness, or you know, to liking to this teaching, you know, in order to have this, we need to know the showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instruction. When you know this second chapter, then we're gonna really want to get close to this teaching, and as well as, you know,
we're gonna like it.
So that kind of teaching which has this true greatness, then how should we listen and explain this kind of profound teaching? This will explain in chapter 3 is how to listen to and explain the teaching. So then the fourth chapter, how to lead students with the actual instruction on chapter 4 and so on, that is the main or the actual, you know, instruction or the method that can lead the students to the attainment. So if we know these four chapters, then you know, and able to interpret this fourth chapter, then you know all the Lamrim texts is summed up in this fourth chapter.
Tanga zu saje tombo te no ye ne choje ge zeba shi be ka zo le saje song je ri pe song zo be jwa shi be ci de de le ye de ni be ci ye ne de ba le xia wa zi ci zi song ju no ne ne ta ma ye ne ye ne de ba le xia wa zi ci se de ka to le de yo wa sa la.
So the showing the greatness of the authors in order to establish that it is of noble origin, first chapter. So you know, we in this we got again three chapters, you know, how knowing by many texts the author gained the good qualities of the scriptural knowledge, and number two, how engaging in proper practice he gained the good qualities of the experiential knowledge, and number three, having gained those good qualities, what Atisha did to further the teachings. In this teaching, you know, there's again two chapters, what he did in India and what he did in Tibet. So in this two chapter, what he did in India and Tibet, we are, you know, in what he did in Tibet. So Rinpoche, you know, mistakenly, you know, said in the last time that, you know, when in Tibet, you know, the king, you know, receive the glass stupa. Rinpoche said that, but it wasn't a glass; it was a gold stupa, and it is as big as 2 foot. So, and another correction that, you know, when the, you know, the Dharma in Tibet weakened in the letter flourish, at that time Rinpoche said that, you know, from the Tibet they went Lama Dimin
Karsakusha.
So Rinpoche might say that Lumi Tsutim Sherab renew the you know, the vows, but, you know, it wasn't, you know, it was you know, Lama Shimba Diming
Dijasya.
And it was Lachen Gongba Rapsel who did those things. So, you know, maybe somebody remember it, so it need to be
correct.
Do you guys have any, you know, any remarks written on? Then, you know, correct it. If not, if not.
Lumi Tsutin Shiro Singh, Miji Toma Rajungi, Dambanasa de, the Kepatis Dambanasa, the Lachi Gumbara Sela. Do you debate Pion Yakuyung, Lumi Tsutin Shiro, Lumi Tsutin Shiro Hasan Maton, and you and I deba Yakuyung?
So Lachi Gumbara Rapsel, who
long time debate Nunero Toma Rajungi Toma Jungi,
who did the, you know, who did the, you know, give the monks vow. And who bring it to Tibet is, you know, is the Lumi Tsutin. So now we have left, you know, last time that, you know, that, you know, evil king won't let Ayishiva to go from the, won't free him from the his prison, and, you know, the Changjubu need to look for the, you know, gold.
The rich in the Kodalani 살라마 선주 얘기에니 네 가르사 다 못어도 제제던에 전에 다 조지 내려신게 됐어 가고도 다네 이니 저기 두다는 어디 가서라 이니 나초로 잡아대 버도 와서
So then, you know, the Lalama Ishivu, Ishivu told him that don't give any gold to this king and you find the gold and take it to India to bring the Atisha. So then Chanju again, you know, tried to gather as much as gold he can, and then you know he needs somebody to take this gold to India and bring Atisha to Tibet. So you know he did a lot of research through the definitions and as well as you know, auspicious indications and like that. So, you know, among all, he found that Nakso, the great translator, would be the best candidate to go with the gold to India. So he found the Nakso, you know, is the best candidate. Then also he got some kind of really, you know, worried that, you know, if he told Nakso to go to India to do this job, then, you know, Nakso might not agree, you know. So he has a lot of worried that, you know, maybe he won't agree like that.
Tarichila nāsa lāsāvā cīdhīne, cīdhā pātū shūsā thārī mūtī nīsārī, nāsa lāsāvā cīdhīne shī, anī cīdhīne shī vīne gāsāl, ālē tarikī tāndādī mī shīvā chē, nāsa lāsāvā lā yīne, tā pāndā vā shūjī pīśāsā.
So then, you know, he need to, you know, call Nakso and meet with him. So, you know, Nakso and they live far away. So he sent the people to call Nakso to see him. And the Nakso came and, you know, he didn't mention the job, you know, immediately because he got worried that, you know, he might not agree. So before telling the job, he really kind of, you know, praise the Nakso in many ways.
Tendrichila ini peji netanda wote thoma ini peji ini meje sange ini kalle jata temi gune ini sanjeje temi onye bache ini baadu tawaje ini ta ini ya kaje ta tanda bato ta shun bare.
So then, you know, then Chanju explained to Nakso that, you know, how, you know, Buddha Dharma came to Tibet through the hardship of the, you know, the masters and the kings and, you know, how much, you know, people sacrifice in many ways, even for they went to India, they don't worry about their life on the way and in India too. So, you know, they sacrifice a lot of things to bring the Dharma first to Tibet through the kindness of the teachers and kindness of the kings and the hardship of those young Tibetans. And then, you know, it flourished all corner of Tibet for long, long times. And then, you know, then it kind of degenerate and weaken. And now, what is the situation of the Dharma in Tibet? So, you know, he really kind of explain everything in detail, the entire history to Nagpo.
Di tata ne ene na shu ba kata ene jibu tamba ne shen ne shen ne shu me ene pe ne mi bi ma na ye ne su jo son se ne son do wa.
And then now the situation is like, you know, all the realized teachers are all passed into nirvana, and you know, they are not present at our time, and you know, all over Tibet fall a darkness of this, you know, and is in the bad situation.
Then you see a crony cassette, then a year cassette again, and murdered Jumo Jagala Tony, did not any messages.
And also, himself and Yeshiva, who is in the prison, you know, they did their best, you know, in wealth wise, in people wise, you know, they gather a lot of gold and sent a lot of young peoples to India. And now he told Nagso that now, wealth-wise or the people-wise, we are in near a bankrupt. And also he explained that, you know, his brother, the Yeshivu, you know, went all corner of Tibet to gather the gold. And on the way now, he is in the prison of this, you know, king. And he won't release from the prison. So now he might pass away in this prison. So then, you know, the Chanju told that, you know, Tibet is like, you know, fall of darkness in Tibet, and it is, you know, material-wise very, very poor now. It is like, you know, like a hungry ghost realm, and to look for the extra gold, even for you know, lice, you know, larva, at that amount of gold to find is now difficult in Tibet. So, you know, so far I have gathered, you know, around 700 kilos of gold. So now you take this, you have to take this to India and, you know, bring the Atisha for the sake of the Tibetan people. So then he cry and, you know, a lot. And then Nagso, you know, didn't get the power to deny to go to India. So, you know, he listened all these stories and, you know, the effort of the king and sacrifice of all those things, you know, he cannot able to say whatsoever that, you know, he has to agree with the king to go to India. So in Tibet, we measure with sang. So sang means I don't know, maybe it's a kilo or maybe it's a pound or maybe, you know, less than a pound or, I don't know, maybe an ounce, who knows. So it says, you know, sang, 700 sangs. So it didn't say kilos. So then, you know, he told Natsu that, you know, you go to Atisha and, you know, and offer all this gold to Atisha and ask Atisha to come to Tibet, you know, and, you know, hope, you know, Atisha, Atisha would, you know, able to come to Tibet. But in case, if he don't agree to come, at least you tell all these stories, you know, which I told you now, and tell all these stories to Atisha, that, you know, to bring Atisha, you know, Tibet has sacrificed, you know, people-wise and, you know, material-wise, everything. So, you know, so now, you know, we got nothing left in Tibet. So, you know, if Atisha didn't come to Tibet, then, you know, it would be really, you know, Atisha would be really, you know, very less compassionate or like that kind of really, you know, if Atisha didn't come, then King is showing kind of really, really, how to say, kind of you know, hard to give up like that. So after listening all those things from the Changju, then Nakso also, you know, cried that, you know, this kind of really great being, not only the, you know, king of that place, but also a really, you know, great being, crying like a kids here, you know. Then he felt, he also get moved and felt very, you know, sad, and he also cry. So he has nothing other to say than to accept his, you know, job, that he won't attach to this life's pleasure or, you know, anything, you know, possessions or whatever in Tibet, and also in the danger on the way to India, he forgot all these things, and immediately he agreed, you know, he will do his best. So Nakso got other, you know, companions or retinues, like 12 people there, and then you know, then Changzhubu also came along with them to see off far away near the you know near the border. near the border, and then you know we the Changzhubu see off them say goodbye to them, and the Changzhubu told Nakso that you know you pray to Atisha, and you know he sent some you know he composed some prayers of stanzas and supplications and like that, and he sent give it to Nakso and you know pray to Atisha so that then you will be successful without any difficulties. So then, you know, they see off each other, and then again, you know, Changzhubu come back to see them and call them and told them that, you know, on the way, if any kind of, you know, obstacles or these things happen, then, you know, pray to Avalokiteshvara. And you know, Avalokiteshvara will help and you know remove all the obstacles. Again, he you know advised them this, and then you know they went their own way.
And then Langa the Pandro de Puy, Tene Penna, Kamala Shin Sola Segura, the Driji Yipada Jodi Penna, Jonathan by Yetere, the Chuba, Jonathan by Yetuba, the Reunion, was Kadi in the Robot and Langa, the Kesha Shet on Chapalote, Bede, Jonathan by Bede Robot Chesha, Sundus.
Dumtaba,
Jonathan by Chuba, and Rodeja Union.
So then on the way, Nakso, they come from Tibet to Nepal, then through India. And on the way, whenever there is some kind of difficulties, you know, immediately, you know, they got help from, you know, a stranger or somebody from nowhere, you know, somebody come up and try to, you know, help in the language-wise or, you know, any kind of those things. So, you know, later on, you know, they realized that you know that was the emanation of or Dumtempa as emanation that come to help them.
Pila, Jatun to sing is the Tihino, Nedisha Shuma to the Pia, Tata Zula contained on Lanya at the Shuju Paresala. Did you go Salani? Not so the Jatun to sing in Jihadro Gudotobo.
So Zula condemned Caresa.
Casa Kamala Shila, she said to the Kamala.
So then on the way to Nepal, you know, they have to meet the, you know, Jatun to Singhi, because Jatun to Singhi was sent before by the you know, king to bring Atisha, but you know he didn't succeed to go to bring. So you know he stay in a monastery called you know Kamalashila in Nepal, and you know and
Jagareda Kamalashila
La
Jagareda Kareda.
No, the Nakso. So the Jatsun Dusingi was not in Nepal, in India, and in that monastery. So you know the Nakso has to first see the you know Jatsun Dusingi in that monastery. So they went to see the Jatsun Dusingi Nakso and his retinues. So at that time, you know, the main chief of that monastery where, you know, Atisha is the Nathan Rena Akar, and he is the chief of that monastery. So, you know, so he won't let Atisha go anywhere, you know, he won't allow Atisha to travel anywhere. So he want to keep Atisha in that monastery for forever. So then on the way, you know, the Dumtumba's emanation helped them, and you know, he guide them too, and you know, the emanation of the Dumtumba also told them, when you reach India and there is a chief, you know, he's the you know, chief of that monastery where Atisha is, so you don't tell him anything about Atisha, and you know, you pretend that come to India to learn, you know, the language and the Dharma. So, you know, don't tell anything about, keep it secret. They told them also. And then when they arrived in India, the Jatsundri Singhi was there. So Jatsundri Singhi also told them that don't tell anything about the Atisha to invite to Tibet. He won't, you know, let him go anywhere. So you just first to see the Nedinarana Akara and, you know, offer him some gold and tell him why you come here. Then you tell him that, you know, we came here for the studies. Other than that, don't tell anything about Atisha. And so they did the same thing. So then, you know, they told like them studying here, and then, you know, the Nathan Arena Akara was so pleased to see this kind of students from Tibet, and, you know, he told them that, you know, Atisha is the, you know, the greatest Pandit in India at this time. So if, you know, Atisha will go somewhere, then, you know, the Dharma and the people's, you know, merit would be, you know, decline, cause, you know, India is the seat of, you know, Buddha Dharma, you know, where it come from. And also, you know, Atisha will be the only Pandit that can, you know, able to lead, you know, able to teach and lead all these peoples. Other than Atisha, there is nobody can do the same like Atisha. So, you know, that is why he is keeping Atisha, you know, not letting him go anywhere. The chief explained like that to them. So we take a break.
Yeah. 조지 나다 데려마 찾아서 스페셜 찾아서 말어.
So Rinpoche thought we were going to conclude the, you know, what Atisha did in Tibet, but look like we cannot able to finish today either.
나리체 뭐 그런 거다. 이제 이제는 다시도 뭐 찌찌찌찌 뒤리마도 나서 깊게 빠뜨기 대바제도 뭐 뒤리마도 뭐 도와서.
So in the great Lamrim, in this book, you know, it all. What he did in Tibet is all about the commentaries of the Naxos praise to Atisha. So not really elaborated here, but you know, the traditionally, you know, they bring from other texts, other books, to elaborate. What Atisha did in Tibet.
Jesus tere jila jat sunri sengi ye ni nima jila ye ni ben chita jen na jibo jen ji ma so wa ye ni jo je zan cha yi ti sa ra ne na su lo sa wa ke dang do wa sa
Atisha ke ta ra
ka jin jat sunri sengi ye na su lo sa wa ke dang.
So then, you know, the Natsu wait there to get a chance to secretly meet with Atisha, and then one day, you know, the Jatsundu Singhi, he been in India more than Naxo, so you know, he found chances that, you know, and the Naxo could meet Atisha privately without knowing by any other pundits.
George is a country in me, say, Corinthians, Kagadi Chipusara, me, Kajisay, Medejania, Medejan, Pinini, Peggy Toma Timba Tazi, Padu Timba Tonto, any ta, any George, you don't allow any Kasata Kaja, Shajusama Momoki College, and the Koso Shora, the Tedriki Kaja, he might get Tongi Remoji at Chasoya, Shusara.
So then the Naxo, you know, offer all those gold in the form of a mandala offering to Atisha, and then he told all the, you know, stories which you know, which Changjubu told him before he left India. So he told Atisha all those stories, what happened, how Dharma was in Tibet, and then how it, you know, declined, degenerate, and, you know, to bring Atisha, you know, how the Tibetan people sacrificed their wealth, their life, and many, you know, bodhisattvas, you know, great, you know, beings also, you know, sacrifice their lives to bring Atisha to Tibet. So all these, you know, detailed stories Naxo told to Atisha. And also the elder king was in the prison on the way to bring Atisha, and he couldn't get out of the prison, and how difficulties and hardship his younger brother Changjubu did, and asked him all these details he Naxo told to Atisha. So then he requests, please, you know, come to Tibet you know, please don't say no, you know, the request really, you know, hard, strong request made to Atisha to come to Tibet.
Mm-hmm. Shanshu Sampa Tendriji Mena, Tenpa Tendriji La, Petu Gomare, Tatu Gomare, Kanji Peji Ye Chudu Tang Kaga Shanshu Sampa Yenbi Tendriji Loju Sondo Sala.
So then, you know, the Atisha explained, told to Naxo that all those previous kings, you know, three great Dharma kings of Tibet, and also, you know, the who did the full ordination, all those masters are also the, you know, bodhisattvas, they are all great beings, you know, otherwise they cannot able to do this much to flourish the Dharma.
Ani tadige ani shanchu sapa teda ye ani kacha nane dige mare es kacha rongo mare ani shanchu sapa teda ye kacha ma rongo ma se ani tada la la ma ye she yo de shanchu ye ni ngo ya ni la ngo ya sa ge so ngo go re se ani tada so do asa la da ma se ani na.
So then he also said that if I don't go to Tibet, you know, then, you know, all those great beings, you know, might felt, you know, might felt really, you know, how to say, sad or upset or like that. And especially these two kings, the Ishiwe and Iwe and Chanjuwe, did a lot, you know, to bring Atisha. So, you know, if he don't go to Tibet, you know, he might be really, you know, ashamed to this two great beings also.
Ani kongi mono mabo chujo la son. Ani bianpa na nyeje aas tariki son doa. Nyeje wa du des. Ena ngaya na so ge. Ani demi mabo zin son do kanshi. Demi mabo zin. Shawa mabo choyan yu.
So then Adisha said that, you know, he understood that, you know, Tibetan people sacrifice a lot for the sake of Adisha to come to Tibet. You know, he cannot say no to come to Tibet, but, you know, at this time, you know, he is getting old, and as well as he got a lot of keys, you know, that means he got a big responsibilities there in the main monastery, in his monastery in India, and also he got a lot of, you know, a lot of task to finish. So therefore, you know, let me, you know, investigate and think about for a while, and meantime, you take the gold back and keep it, and I will think about for a meantime. So that last time Anthony's, you know, comment or question will answer at this time. So then, Atisha, you know, make a supplication to the meditational deity, Thara, and as well as make supplication to the Avalokiteshvara that, you know, if he go to Tibet, then it gonna benefit to Tibetan people or not, and as well as what kind of obstacles is on the way, all those Atisha, you know, us to Tara and Avalokiteshvara.
So,
Tara and Avalokiteshvara, have a constant, give a constant vision to Atisha. Like we see people each other like that. So then, Tara told Atisha that if you go to Tibet, then it would be really, really benefit to the Tibetan people as well as for the benefit for the great benefit for the Buddha Dharma. And especially, because of the Upasaka Domtempa, because of him, especially it would be a great benefit. So then also Tara prophesies him that if you go to Tibet, your lifespan would be deduct 20 years. If you don't go to Tibet, you stay in India, you will live for 92. And if you go to Tibet, you will live only 72. So you will lose 20 years of your life. So then Atisha thought, if it will benefit to the Tibetan people and the Buddha Dharma, then he don't care how long he live, so he can sacrifice his 20 years of life for the sake of all those things. So then at that time, gradually many other pandits and people know that there is some kind of, like Atisha going to Tibet, this kind of things happening, they knew. And then, they all get together and, they discuss that if Atisha go to Tibet, then the Buddha Dharma will be degenerate in India. So we gotta stop, Atisha going to Tibet. So usually Atisha goes for a pilgrimage a lot. So at this time also, skillfully Atisha told the people that, he's going for a pilgrimage in Bodh Gaya, and he didn't mention anything about going to Tibet at that time. So at that time, he is in pilgrimage, the Avalokiteshvara's emanation or the Domtempa's emanation, bring the the statues of Avalokiteshvara and lot of precious materials, Dharma materials, have already taken from Adisha's house to Tibet. So then on the way to Bodh Gaya, then, you know, he sent a message to the chief, Nathan Rana Akara, that, you know, in Nepal and in Tibet there are, you know, many holy places that he wanna visit. He never get a chance to visit there, so, you know, he wanna go to a pilgrimage to these places, you know, and he asked the permission to go there. You know, he sent a message to the chief, Nathan Rana Akara.
Losun nol chile yiji meji chile go wa yesen ne na so lo za wa na ji ji na kele na ji ji do wa sa.
So then the Nathan Akara chief kind of understood that, you know, Adisha wanna go to Tibet, so then he sent the message back that, you know, you also wanna go to Tibet, and also these Tibetan people are so insist, you know, they won't let you go. They are so, you know, so stubborn or insist you to come to Tibet. So, you know, he couldn't help anything. Rather, you know, he would let you go to Tibet. But, you know, it would be a short time, just for 3 years only. So, you know, he asked the Nakso to swear that, you know, after 3 years, you know, he will bring Adisha back to India. So the Nakso has to swear in front of this chief Nathan Rana Akara. So then, you know, they went, Adisha and the Naksos, and they traveled through Nepal to, you know, through the pilgrimage, and gradually, you know, they come to Tibet, and in the border of Tibet, you know, the Changchubu and lot of you know, entourage, like, you know, around 300 peoples with horses and a lot of caravans come to see Adisha.
Ni pyone sanje gi temba thoma dalu ba de lon tama yin thulu ni de se chanso pa ru gi jone de chanso ya she sa la.
And when they saw Adisha, you know, they felt immediately, really, they are so moved. And, you know, they kind of really have a goosebumps and kind of, you know, tear falling down. And they really kind of so happy and so, you know, inspired. They get really moved, and they told the Adisha about all the, you know, things happen in Tibet from the beginning, in between, and at the end, everything in
detail.
So then the Changchubu, you know, request Adisha that, you know, Tibetan people are really kind of not that smart or intelligence, so in this way we don't need a very profound and, you know, very, you know, sophisticated teaching. We don't need like that. For the Tibetan people, we need a simple, you know, teaching, the teaching of law, teaching of law of causality or law of cause and effects like that, very simple and, you know, practical, like that kind of teaching we are seeking. So they request this to the Atisha.
Lapata said, Gobanji two nyansi shibi, Jayusora, Doji Gondeta Jeba, Tanchi Salamanoa, Nyansi Lendeva, Pichula Pembi Churches, Noroji, yes, and they should work.
And especially, you know, the request that, you know, whatever the teaching you're going to give to the Tibetan people that is, you know, authentic, unmistaken, and easy to practice, you know, with graduate stages, and easy to practice, and is the essence of the Buddha's teaching that benefit, you know, all the Tibetan peoples for the benefit of all the Tibetan peoples, they request to Atisha like this kind of teaching. So because of this kind of, request, you know, Atisha was so delighted and pleased hearing the and knowing the intention of these masters.
Take a Shanchu Longi German, Lamazo, Shanchu, Kujiba, Shanchu Longi German, Roda Siva Shas and Samba Tajana, Tahara City Chusha.
So, in this way, Atisha compose, write the lamp for the path to enlightenment. So in the beginning of the lamp for the path of enlightenment, Atisha wrote that because of the instigation of this great Indian disciple Changchubu, I will reveal the lamp for the path to enlightenment, this text. So he mentioned that in the text also.
Lama Zomba Selago, Shiva Kibi, and the Lower Yamato, Yon Biwa Dabotan, the Digi, Chanatuni, Bamares, and the Sujidua.
So the great or the good, disciple, you know, Changchubu, good or the great, doesn't mean by, you know, making a lot of offerings, material offerings. Great and good is meant that, you know, he has a unique intention or the request to Atisha. That is why he said good or great disciple. So then, meantime, you know, Atisha reveal or compose this lamp for the path to enlightenment. He wrote this text, and meantime, he remained in the 3 years, almost about 3 years in the southern part of Tibet.
So at that time,
you know, Atisha didn't met the Upasaka Domtumba yet. So, you know, he was always wondering the prophecies of the Thara, that especially because of Upasaka Domtumba, you will be a great benefit to Tibetan people. So, you know, he didn't meet Upasaka yet, and also he's wondering about the prophecies and willing to meet this Upasaka.
George rote ba mo so chi za le de joji ge ne so sa le de joji mo so chi da ji sin re de sa pe sa do.
So then in the southern Tibet he stayed there, and you know the Upasaka Dumtumba also came to meet Atisha in southern Tibet, is Nyenang. And when Dumtumba era Upasaka arrived there, you know, Atisha was invited by some another people to another place, so he didn't get a chance to meet Atisha at that time.
So the Yenites showed the Tatara Sipayo City, Nalamaji or Kijiji Lahonshi as an any Gulum and a Papedo, Papedi, Sanaji, Langachi, and Sipayo Godoa.
So then, when he came there and Atisha was not there, then the, you know, the Atisha's innkeeper or the where Atisha lived, you know, the owner of that place told Upasaka that you can wait for a moment or, you know, or a little while, you know, Atisha will be coming back soon. And Dumtumba say, you know, I have, you know, I won't, I cannot wait even a moment, you know, here that it make a difference for me to meet Atisha a moment earlier. So I won't wait here. I would like to meet Atisha immediately right now. So he, you know, kind of went where Atisha was, and then on the way, Atisha coming back, so they met on the way. So then when he, Dumtumba Upasaka, saw Atisha, immediately he greet or Atisha with his doing a long prostration. So then Atisha also know that he going to meet Upasaka now. So then, you know, Atisha told the people or the patron who offer a lunch to Atisha and his people. So then, you know, Atisha told the patron that, you know, he need a extra lunch for my Upasaka. So, you know, they pack an extra lunch to take back with Atisha. So, you know, he got the, you know, Upasaka Dumtumba's lunch share carrying along with him.
Color the part of Mahatma in Sarah. Sulhe de Pa de She, Mahatelansan, and Coron Yemeshi, the Georgia Ula in Ula Sego Takan, Georgia, you could do the Lansu Chemipedo.
So then the food was, you know, the tsampa dough, and, you know, and butter and tea like that. So, you know, then Upasaka Dumtumba immediately ate the dough, and he melt the butter and make a butter lamp, and immediately he offered that butter lamp in front of the Atisha. So since then, you know, he start offering a butter lamp to Atisha till, you know, Atisha passed into parinirvana. He has never, you know, missed the butter lamp. So he offered butter lamp all the time till up to Atisha passed away to parinirvana. So then gradually passed the, you know, entire 3 years over there, and then, you know, Atisha need to go back to India. So on the way back to Tibet, to Nepal, when they reach Nepal, and there is a war going on, so, you know, so there is an obstacle there to go back to India. So they got an obstacle on the way, there is a war, so, you know, Natsu also really worried that, you know, he promised and he swear in front of the Netherana Akara that he will bring Adisha back after 3 years. So then Natsu was worried that, you know, he's going to lose his swear or the promise. So he was constant worry about that, and then Adisha says that, you know, you don't need to worry about, you know, there's nothing we can do, you know, about it. So, you know, if we got nothing we can do, then, you know, you won't lose your promise or you won't lose your vows, the swears, don't worry. So in Tibet, when you swear, then, you know, you degenerate that swear, then transgress that swear, then, you know, consider as a really big sin. So, you know, he was worried there.
So
because of what Adisha said, that, you know, the Nakso and the Ubaseka and all those, you know, people are so glad that, you know, Adisha can stay till the, you know, the war was end. So, you know, immediately they sent a message to the chief Netherana Akara that, you know, sent a message along with the, you know, with the text composed by Adisha, the path for lamp for the path to enlightenment, this text and pejadida kharikur sakush
de le de kur da ro du shuna pe de ten de shu chu wa chi de mi na yan kanje ma de chong ju sa wa de na sa pa de shu gen yisen de de ge le ko de pa chi ta wa.
So they send a message along with this text composed by Adisha, and they, in the message they mentioned that, you know, if possible, you know, allow Adisha to remain, you know, in Tibet, you know, forever. If not, then, you know, permit us to Adisha remain until the war is over. So they sent this message to the chief.
Ni panchen yi pigi lewa de da ni shangchu langje drama de ni karza pigi ye jaga kanje tula kan de la pi ne de la pi ni jaga gi lon so le de de ko so le ta lo chi la ni ten ju de so zang so na ni ben ju ta so xin ju che je de ta jaga jo je de ben ju ta nga ji zu jin ro ye na yang ko ko no so gi ji shi la ye ji mi ji ta ji je na ni ben ju ta so gi jue mi yue mi da jue yo na ni zhong qian yi qu nga ma la da ni pa chile jo tene zo de jibo yi tene zo de ko zo mo jo ye cha cha mo jo ye che ani che ba jin so na ni de la zo de ne ba che ta zo lo se de ani sha chu lang je zhe ma ya pe pe ta so ye de de xin ju je je sha sa la da.
So then when the messenger reached to India and they give the message and this, you know, text, you know, lamp for the path to enlightenment to the Netherana Akara, and he check it out, and then, you know, then everybody was so, you know, impressed. And at that time in India, you know, every year if there is a new text, a commentary or whatever, if there is a new text composed, then, you know, all the pundits and the scholars, and they, you know, they check all those texts every year, the new texts in front of the witness of the king and the great scholars of that time. You know, they do check, and if the text was really, you know, authentic, unmistaken, and good, then, you know, they give the, you know, prize, and, you know, they will print, and they prophesize, they distribute, and, you know, put in the library and distribute to the scholars and like that. If you know the text is not authentic, mistaken, and there is a kind of, you know, contradiction, beginning, end, in between, and like that, then you know the king, you know, make the rule that this, that kind of text should not print or publish, and should be abandoned, you know, at right that from that time, and it will tie on the dog's tail, and you know, let the dog run with that thing all over the street, and the author also get shame on you, or shame like that. They boo on the author like that.
And the Jagal issue and the Rigit Shogun Junior Geno and the Jason Tata Tata Diva Jin Sangumares, Jagat Dija, Shin Oman about the Redua, Bell appeared the Shin and the Pedro Champo Johnson, and the Tata Tay in the Rangitis on the Guruji's, Pedji, Joji, Pedji Penish, Gomano, which is Jay in Saratin, the Richard and Haji Shuji.
So then all the scholar, you know, read this, you know, lamp for the path to enlightenment, this text. And everybody was so impressed that, you know, really concise, small text, and include all the essence of the path to enlightenment. So, you know, they were so, you know, so amazed, and, you know, and all the king and the chief and the pandits and everybody agree. That is a really, really good book that, you know, because Atisha went to Tibet, you know, Tibetan people are not that smart like Indian people. So, you know, this kind of good text happened. Otherwise, if Atisha in India, Indian people are very intelligent and smart, so Atisha won't compose this kind of text, so then we don't have this kind of text. So because of this, you know, they are so, you know, so happy, and you know, they told Atisha this, the book was really good, and also they request Atisha to make a commentary on this root text, and then, you know, at that time, they permit him to stay in Tibet.
And George ye pena pena na kadam bi chibata ma sego na ni bolle ma ne bolle chao chao le yang sa yang sa le sun sa de zi wo le sa ni lo de de chong wo le sa de
So at that time, Atisha did all these things for Dharma, and then, you know, in the saying, or you know, that, you know, in Tibet, you know, Atisha is the, you know, Atisha is the great master, and disciple is even more greater than the master, and the disciple's disciple also became the greater than the, you know, master and his master. So like that kind of things happen in India because of the kindness of Atisha and those, you know, Dharma kings and those peoples. So, you know, because of all this, you know, good auspiciousness gathered together, so because of all those kindness, until now, you know, this kind of practice or the teaching remain, you know, unpolluted, and also still practicing a lot of people, and also because of practicing this, many people attain, you know, a different kind of levels of realizations.
Pechanga songi katu di jilawa yina yang tanda joji ye chenle ye ye zen robo de tanda pa chodu ye bison chi yisar salada.
So, and we can say that until now, you know, the blessings and the activities of the, you know, Atisha even shine nowadays also. So then, you know, Atisha stay in Tibet for another 17 years. So we will reflect on this, you know, their, you know, determination and hardship. So we also able to, you know, get some benefit from their work, and you know, and not only for us, and you know, for all the sentient beings also may benefit as much as from this kind of activities.
Oh yeah.
Thank
Tanze teba chola chu 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 shin rula tsun ba ti yez. Tude namde dadu cho je dashi gyasu chogun kyabu chu chi. Semcho rinpo che ma ge panama ke kyo. Keba nyamba meba yang kone kundu pewa asho. Goze rabden je namgara tile chuchur uge ba. Losa tenbe dume sa sumudi. Rave nuse dadu ne kyo che. Kove shinkamandre pendan dewa malu jume. Chere sewa tenzi jatsu. Shabe sede bardo tenju che. Kundo sambo te adeshin Teda kundi jesu kalavachi Gewa deda tamje raktomo Shibi gewa tamje gip Uwa kala chudu nampadi Dagi gewe tsawa dikun Sambo chuchi rabdomo warai